streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking in. Woo, woo. The Fix is in. On again. Time to wake up, y'all. Time to wake on up.
Get on, motivated. Yeah. Motivation Monday. Go on and get up
money,
and get motivated.
Money.
Yeah,
money,
get that money too. Get that money. Get that money. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a little change. Shouts out to everybody that need to, sow into some good ground too as well. $ The Fix Radio Show. $ Miss Dice Gamble. Feel free.
Okay.
Yeah. Run them up. Run them up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, since we start Monday off with the money, that will block your blessing.
I love that. Don't block your blessing. Yeah, no. I believe in sowing, okay? I mean, ooh, I'm a witness. So, if you want to grow, so. If you want to grow, so.
Mm-hmm. How was that weekend, Dice? How was that weekend?
We had a busy weekend, so. With a little bit of sun, we started cleaning. That's it. So, it's cleaning. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for spring, so. Mm-hmm.
Me too. We got snow. We got snow where we was at. I was like, what is going on?
Snow? Yeah, you said something about snow. Like, we were supposed to get snow, but we did not get snow. So, thank you, God, for
lucky
hearing
y'all.
My prayers.
Yeah, lucky y'all, because I woke up Saturday morning and Sunday. I'm like, what is going on?
Shoveling snow?
No, Lord knows I ain't shoveling nothing. The Lord
knows. Ain't shoveling. Oh, okay.
It's too early in the morning to be saying them cuss words. Not too early. It's the mountain to be saying them. No. We have a paid service that somebody comes and does the driveway for us. Absolutely. With the plow action.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
We got the HOA. Yeah. I was just asking. Shout out to all you who still have to do the stuff around the house. You know, my husband was fighting that HOA moving into a place that had it, but I was like, look, when you peek out that window and you see them putting the salt down or shoveling the snow or blowing the leaves, it's like, God, you are good.
Yeah,
God,
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. I bless your name. Yeah. Okay. Cause I don't feel like doing it. I don't have the time now. I'm too busy. I do not have time for your artwork. Shout out to you who do, you know, it must be nice, but we just don't have the time, so. Yeah.
Thank y'all for waking up with us. Another blessed day. Come on and get up and listen. Have you a great conversation with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Definitely start your day off the right way with some prayer. And come on, we're going to get y'all to work. It's blessed Monday. Happy President's Day at that, Dice. It's President's Day, huh?
Must be nice for those of you who didn't have to get up at 3 o'clock this morning. Because you got that good old federal job.
Government job. It's good government. Good government job.
Shout out to y'all. It must be good to sleep in today on a Monday too. That's a 4-day weekend for some of y'all.
Yeah, it is a 4-day weekend for some of y'all. And some of them took off Friday too. Some of them had the nerve to take off Friday.
Fridays.
So they just been doing it up. They've been doing it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Thank y'all for waking up with us. Another blessed day. Of course, y'all know we got another lit show for y'all.
Yeah.
I tell y'all, we just having some fun today with our Real Talk conversation, really, for this whole week. And we just picked out a couple of pioneers, trailblazers, just to talk about and highlight when you talk about black culture, since we still in the middle, or coming to the end, forgive me, of Black History Month. So today we're going to talk about the super talented jazz gospel musician, Samara Joy. We know she's, you know, won a couple of Grammys, and she's doing a lot of just impactful things with speaking and being, you know, a very much a powerful voice in the power of being a musician and making sure she's educating people on, you know, giving musicians a chance. She's an overcomer. She's only, what, 24 years old, Dice? And she already got 2 Grammys, huh? That's amazing. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, highlight her on our Real Talk conversation. And, yeah, on our Spiritual Detox, we're going to, you know, shouts out to everybody in Baltimore. We're going to get our brother Mo 60 on. He is the CEO of Run My Race Entertainment. He has a new EP out right now called No More Games. And it features, you know, some artists, Chaz Grant and Goody Shepherd. So, yeah, we're going to get them on the line to talk about everything they got going on. Definitely Mo. We're going to talk about hip-hop with Mo. Mo 60 is a vet in the game, so we can talk a little hip-hop with him and, you know, the state of hip-hop culture and everything else. So, yeah, keep it locked for that. Y'all know Dice got that news in 90. I got the lyrics for The Mind, where we speak everything mental health. You know, break down some of these songs that, you know, have mental health themes to it. So keep it locked for that. Y'all know Justin Adams has that Faith in Sports report, and we got much, much more.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. With the growing trend of flavored sodas, Coca-Cola has hopped right on board by creating a new permanent flavor called Spiced. Spiced will be available in its full sugar version and in its zero sugar version. Mixing the traditional Coke flavor with raspberry and spice, the goal is to keep up with competition from other brands that are adding in similar flavors. For more information, go to Coca-Cola.com today. And the skincare company Rode is getting into tech. Rode typically focuses on skincare that helps to keep your skin healthy, clear, and hydrated. Now, Rode is offering a lip case that will help you to keep your essentials in one place. You can sign up to join the waiting list now for the Rode lip case, where you can keep your essentials all in one place. Rode is offering this silicone case for your iPhone 14 or 15 Pro or Pro Max that has a special place on the backside of the case that can hold your lip treatment or your tint. For more information, go to RodeSkin.com today. And in AI, Sora is blowing the minds of many all over the world. Sora is available on the OpenAI platform, which is backed by Microsoft. Sora, the AI model, can create realistic and imaginative scenes from text instructions. Imagine seeing a real-time video be created as you're texting. For more information, go to OpenAI.com today. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
What other national day is it, Dice?
Well, it's National Chocolate Mint Day, and this day is recognized by everybody in the United States every February the 19th. This holiday is set aside for the chocolate mint lovers of the world. So listen, the Aztecs and the Mayans are given all the credit for all things chocolate. And listen, it's a medicinal food, turns out. So it's good. Mint and chocolate is like really good for you. So if you're combining these two today, please hashtag it Chocolate Mint Day. Today's your day. And I love those York peppermint patties. That's what I was talking to you about, Focus Off the Air. And definitely the ice cream for you ice cream lovers, man. Go support your small shop, your little, you know, your what do you call it? Marble little ice cream joints. Like, go support them today, and they should have a discount. Today is their day. Say, hey, listen, you should have a discount on that mint chocolate ice cream today. Okay, and I'm gonna hashtag this and post it on my Instagram after you give me my 20% off.
Right, make sure you give my 20% off first. Listen, shouts out if you ever made some chocolate chip cookies and had the mint ice cream in the middle of it. That's amazing, man. Too, as well. Mm-mm-mm. And the other thing, the Andes candy, I believe it's called Andes or Andes.
Yeah.
A-N-D-E-S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the green ones. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's why you brought it. I couldn't remember, but the Junior Mint box. Oh, man. I used to tear those up.
At the pop.
And then, yeah.
The movie theater, yes.
Yeah, movie theater. Yeah, those are delicious. Yeah, so listen, hashtag it. Especially if you're eating some chocolate mint today, please, please go ahead and hashtag it. Because it is a good food. It's full of antioxidants, turns out. full of antioxidants. So people always talk about, you know, it's the sugar content is what you want to watch. But other than that, some dark chocolate, ooh, dark mint chocolate. Go for it today. Today's your day. And some tea.
They got some sugar-free ones too as well. So shouts out to my mom. Yeah. You can look forward to it. They got some sugar-free mint. All ice cream. They have ice cream that's sugar-free, y'all. So just look for the sugar-free one to Dice's point. So that way, yes, you can still indulge and still do it, you know, in moderation. Don't just buy two and three tubs of it and just be knocking it off every day. That ain't wise. No. Because somebody just bought 12 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
That would be me.
Just knocking them off.
That's okay. I still got four in the closet, and they're in my closet. They're not in the cabinet in the kitchen where cookies would typically go. I have four more boxes, a total of eight more packs that will, you know, eventually one goes in the freezer, and I just, yeah, I have my way with them. I just, it's what it is. I only get to eat Girl Scout.
Why are you keeping them in the closet and not in the cupboard or the pantry in the kitchen?
Because they get eight. Yeah. They get eight. And then people just think they're theirs. It's like, these are not yours. So this is Black History Month. This is a Black History fact. And you can go across America and you will learn, as African Americans, there are certain things that we do not want other people to touch. And therefore, we do not put them in areas where other people have access. Like, we live by that rule. It's almost like we were taught that growing up, like, make sure you get you a little, you know, you got a little extra space, a little hiding spot for your special Girl Scout cookies like me. Them Thin Mints. I got Thin Mints right here. Look at me right now.
Thin Mints go hard.
Yeah. 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 But here's the thing. If you're going to eat these cookies and said ice cream like this, go walking, go running, go burn it off. Drink you some water. Like, don't just, I think you were saying that a minute ago, folks, you can't just buy like a big tub or something and just eat the whole thing and not do anything behind that. Don't do that. Keep it balanced.
I'm getting better. I promise you, I'm trying to get better, y'all. You fell off a little bit this month, but I'm getting back on track.
Yeah, just get back on.
Back on track.
You be good.
Yeah, this is a rough month for me. This is a rough month for me, but I got to get back on track because sometimes you just had them little rough little patches and it's rough, and yeah, you got to get yourself back motivated. I'm saying it's been a rough month for me in the gym, going to the gym on the regular. I want to dedicate myself to four times a week. Right now I've probably been at maybe one day a week, just being honest. So I need to get back on track.
But you need to get back on track. We're 48 days away from our award show in Atlanta, April 6th. The CHH, Hip Hop Hall of Fame Award. So, yes, no more slacking. I'm just letting you know. Don't you slack. No more slacking.
I got it.
Yeah. Gym time. And January flew by. I don't know if anybody noticed January came and went. We lost January. I think January was like a week. And now it's almost
February too, Dice. Listen,
it's almost March.
We're in the last week of February right now. Like, I mean, next week
is March.
So yeah, it's only 3 days next week.
Crazy.
And February is done.
It's a wrap. That's why I'm like, man, this year no more games. Like, yeah, let's see the best version of you. Like, make a pact with God. I want to see the best version of me. How did you make me? And what can I do? What can this body do? Okay. What can this body do? So, I want to see personally.
Yeah, that's fire.
It's going down.
Yeah, you said you about to get into some type of competition or something, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Listen, in 2 years, I'm entering in my first competition. I started last year training, and I'm talking about eating. So you have to change. So anybody who wants to go to like do an Arnold or a Olympic, type of weightlifting competition. And shout out to my sister because she's my 100% motivation. She's done 1,000 of these. I started training for one. Like I said, you know, I was doing my hack squat 385 and I had caught a hernia last year. So because I didn't stretch and do some other things. So I'm back in it. And yeah, 2 years, I'm taking home number one spots. That's just it.
Keep it locked. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. This was the first weekend without football, and to be honest with you, Man, I missed it. But you know what? We had a lot of basketball. Hockey season is in full effect, so we got a lot of different things to talk about. But before we go to any of that, let's get to our scripture verses of the day. And it comes from Proverbs 13:20, which says this in the New Living Translation. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Again, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. The English Standard Version also says this. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Again, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And that's Proverbs 13:20, which is our verse of the day. All right, so for the first time since 2017, the NBA All-Star Game returned to the Eastern Conference versus Western Conference format in hopes of making a game a lot more competitive. Well, that didn't happen, as the Eastern Conference beat the Western Conference in a very lackluster game, 211-186. Yes, 211-186. It was the highest score in All-Star game in league history. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard scored 39 points and was named the 2024 Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP. In college hoops, starting in the top 25, we have a number 2 team in the nation. Yes, they went down on the road. The Ohio State Buckeyes upset the second-ranked Purdue Boilermakers by a final score of 73-69. Now, this win comes after Ohio State's head coach, Chris Holtzman, was fired earlier last week. Actually, was fired last Wednesday. Now, that wasn't the only upset of the day, as unranked South Florida beat number 24 Florida Atlantic 90-86. Now, on the women's side, looking at the top 10 action, top-ranked South Carolina defeated Georgia 70-56. Number 6 North Carolina State held off Georgia Tech 86-85 in overtime, and UCLA got the road win over Oregon 74-55. Also, number 10 USC beat 11th-ranked Oregon State 58-50. Finally, on the ice in the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins retired number 68 in honor of Jaromir Jagr. It's the third number retired by the Penguins in team history. Now, unfortunately for Pittsburgh, the Los Angeles Kings ruined the night by beating the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your DeFix Faith in Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble, as the fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into the fix. Your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time for our spiritual detox. You know how we do it. We always look to highlight, you know, artists who are doing some powerful things and some up-and-coming artists, or maybe some artists maybe you don't know about, you might have been sleeping on. And we joined by a super talented artist, and he got some of his friends too as well, and he's working on a collaborative project. I know they got a song out right now, so I'm pretty sure they're working on a lot more music to come. So listen, without further ado, help me welcome in the super talented Mo 60. What's going on, Mo?
What's good, brother? My brother, everything good here. How you making out?
Man, I'm good, man. I appreciate you, man, and your squad stopping by, man, today. Just to talk about a little bit of everything music-wise, man. First, though, you know, catch people up a little bit of your faith journey, man, because I think you got a unique faith story that people need to hear before we talk about all the music and the collaborations.
Yeah, I found Christ a number of years ago, maybe within the last 15 or 20 years of my life. Through kind of a tragic incident, but at the same time, I'm glad it happened because it led me to my Lord and Savior, and it was what a difference it made in my life. And I'm just grateful for every day of life, man. Every day I get to wake up and experience this, go through this journey every day, man. I'm just so grateful for it.
That's good. Thanks for sharing that. You know, so walk us through how did you even start to. When was your first introduction into doing any form of music?
Okay, that happened as a teenager. I used to try and write songs and everything, and it was a dream of mine. And when I was a young man, I actually had went to the studio and recorded the song and got some interest in it. And I say, well, this is back in the mid 90s, and Tupac had been in Baltimore, and his road manager and everything, and I and the guy that I had whose studio I was working out of at gave me his number, and I was supposed to call him because I had some interest in it. This is before I'm saved and any or anything like that. And unfortunately, Tupac passed, so that opportunity kind of went away, and I kind of got out of that. And eventually, I ended up, like I said, I got involved. I was introduced to the Lord, changed my life, and I decided after that happened that I would, at that point in time, go back and try. And the Lord, I heard the Lord whisper to me to give this music opportunity one more chance, and that's what I did. And I said, Lord, if I do, I'm gonna give it everything I have, and that's what happened. And you know, we are, the rest is history.
Were you a little reserved? Thanks for sharing that. Were you a little reserved to call Tupac's manager, road manager? So you found a connection to Tupac, right, and kind of to work with them. Right. Were you a little reserved to call? What was why? I understand you said he passed away, but what did you kind of sit on that for a while before you thought about calling?
Yeah, I actually did, because I wanted this to be perfect before I gave him the call. I wanted the song to be absolutely perfect. I try to be a perfectionist as much as you know. That's kind of my nature. I wanted to be absolutely perfect before I send it out and possibly share it with the world. So with my with me doing that, unfortunately, he met his untimely demise, and it just you know, kind of set me off in a spiral.
No, that makes sense. Talk a little bit about that a little bit more, man, because I love when I can talk, hip hop, about all things hip hop with somebody who knows the genre and just knows how the history of hip hop. Of course, last year, we know we celebrated 50 years of hip hop. What do you think we still are? You know, I know, you know, it was last year, 50 years. But what do you think the hip hop culture is in itself when you talk about 50 years, 51 years now of the genre being around? What do you think we are when you talk about the state of hip hop?
Listen, I go back to Sugar Hill Gang. Yes, I remember, sir, when this thing kicked off back in the late 70s, and we've come a mighty long way in terms of hip-hop being an influence in our culture. Mm-hmm. And but not everything has been necessarily positive, you know. Not everything has been necessarily positive, and that's one thing. When I became saved, you know, I was determined to put out positive, uplifting spiritual music, you know, just thanking God basically for every day of life, man, every day of life.
Mm-hmm.
That was my determination.
Why do you think hip hop got away from that message? Because I agree with you. The origin of hip hop, when you talk about, like you say, the late 70s, early 80s, is still, you know, absolutely, it was storytelling on, you know, culture and things, societal issues and everything. But it was still always to uplift our culture. Right. Why do you think the message got away from that?
I think to a degree, we started, some started celebrating. For some, it was a celebration of the wrong things in our culture. I just, you know, we started glorifying some violence, some drugs, things of this nature. We started becoming more aggressive, I think. Mm-hmm. And that started, people started celebrating that. And unfortunately, we're kind of seeing the fruits of that now, because, you know, we have so much gang violence and activity in our streets now. As I believe a direct result of that, because now that's glorified.
Yeah, it is. And shouts out to, you know, the ones who are listening, who are still making some positive hip hop out there. I know there are still some artists, mainstream artists, outside of what we do in our genre, you know, Christian hip hop, faith and based hip hop. So yeah, that's good. So come on, man, talk us through, man. I know you got your squad. We're here with you too as well, Goody Shepherd, as well as Chaz Grant. How did you connect with them? And I know they want to hop in too as well and tell a little bit of their music journey too as well.
Sure. Well, Chaz and I used to be on the same praise and worship team at our church. We started out working together there. She's an excellent praise and worship leader. She led us. And we got introduced to Goody through a mutual friend. And I tell you, his brother's been a blessing. You know, so it's been a blessing to work with them on this particular project. And I'm just encouraged, and I thank God for him.
That's good. So Chaz, let me just talk to you for a moment. Just speak about your unique sound. I think you bring something different to this record that's needed. So just speak to your unique sound. When somebody would ask you, you know, who would you compare yourself to, or what is your unique singing sound? What would you tell the people?
First off, I want to say thank you for having us here. It's really my sound, I think my influences would be like Mary Mary, Jill Scott, just a combination of like neo soul and gospel, because that's what I was raised on from my mom. She would sing to me as a child and I would pick up on those things. Also like different choirs and stuff, because I grew up singing in community choirs and at school and stuff like that. One of my best friends started his own community choir, Voices of Inspiration, when we were in high school. And I get a lot of my vibrato from having to push out those big notes. So I have like a heavy vibrato with like an alto tone. It's very reflective of the music that I listen to, which is like really heavy and heavily inspired by like neo soul and R&B and gospel. Because when I was growing up, people like Mary Mary and Kirk Franklin and all of those artists who had a combination of those types of things, that's what I was listening to, as well as like Yolanda Adams. Love her, one of the best singers of all time. But yeah, those are the type of influences that I have.
And you've been singing a long time. Talk about that. What's it like to, I feel like you've always kind of like been like a little singing, little hummingbirds since you were like 4 years old. So, you know, speak to the importance of one, just growing up singing, being able to have that gift early. But also, I do agree with a lot of the artists you said that, you know, you kind of, you know, feel like you have some similarities to them. But I still think you do have your own unique style. Speak to the importance of not staying stuck in a box and being uniquely you with your sound.
Well, with me, because I have such a heavy vibrato, for me, it had to be something that I grew into being confident in. When I was a little, you know, baby or whatever, singing, because I used to call in on the radio. My cousin used to work for Heaven 600 here in Baltimore. And my mother would call in and let me sing. I can't remember the song right now. However, I was so confident as a baby or whatever. You get older, you start comparing yourself to other people. Now that I'm, you know, in my womanhood, I've started to be comfortable with my own voice and making things work for me and listening to artists who have similarities to me so that I can, you know, champion my own voice and be confident in that. Not only that, being able to sing and minister has made me draw closer to God. It gives me a way to be able to express myself to Him myself without having it to, you know, compared to anybody else's praise. He's given me such a gift to be able to really give it back to Him. So it's a blessing to be able to sing all the time. When I'm down, I can sing. Whatever I'm going through, I can sing. I sing all day just to help me get through my day. And it's such a blessing to be able to have that, in combination with being able to, you know, speak to God directly. But I can speak to Him in a way that is comfortable for me, because singing is something that comes natural.
That's good. Thanks for sharing. Come on, Goody, let me talk to you for a moment, because you do a little bit of everything, Goody. And I think the people need to know. So first, man, so I hate to put you on the spot like this, but if you had to pick, which one do you like the best? Do you like producing better, or do you like being an artist better?
I like being an artist better. Okay. It was something that, you know, started out as me being a child. My father was instrumentalist. He played trumpet, and I wanted to be like him. So I started off playing the trombone in third grade and music. Wow. I loved there. And as he, you know, come getting older and older, and him whipping me into shape as far as a musician, I learned that, oh, if I play this keyboard, it'll have 1,000 different sounds on it, and I could play everything with this keyboard. So I started playing the keyboard, and then I was introduced into like studio work by other people. And God just kept putting things in my way, like, you know, put things in my path. And I wasn't really realizing it. Like a young man, I was chasing money, was very secular minded. and didn't see that people was giving me CDs of Christian hip hop even then. And I was like, oh, it was cool. It was different, but, you know, it ain't what I wanted to be. And I guess everybody in my family is, in my generation are rappers. And I was a kid looking up at my older brothers rapping and stuff. And I said, let me give this a try. And while producing, I was learning how to rap. And I really started rapping like at 14. And 16, I started taking it a little more serious. And I realized that, yeah, although I love producing and making music, this is how I can get a message across. And I dabbled with Christian hip hop until like the age of 25, when I actually heard God speak to me. And he started revealing things to me about the evil that's inside the music industry these days. There's actual Satan worship that goes on. There's demonic worship that goes on. He opened my eyes to the lust. He opened my eyes to demonic things that I could see. And he was like, all right, that's enough studying this. Now get back to me. And I feel as though with all that in my history and things I've experienced, I can get a message across better, not with just instruments, but with a vocal and with rapping. And that's the language of the young folk today is hip hop. You know, we rap and we sing and we got to get a positive message out. And I could put an instrument out, but if it comes to giving that word, I think rapping would be more of a love for me.
That's solid. Listen, you said something. I gotta go back a little bit. You said something, and I want to get some thoughts on some feedback from you on, do you think the church is running away from the spiritual conversation? You said something about how God kind of revealed to you the spirit that was over the music industry and how it was demonic in certain areas. Do you think the church is running away from those conversations when you talk about spiritual warfare and things being spiritual outside of looking at the individual and instead of identifying the spirit that's in that person?
I don't think the church is running away from it pertaining to the music industry. I think they just don't know about it. Okay. Now, they come up with black and white. There's no gray area as far as church. They say you shouldn't listen to this and this is the wrong music, but they don't talk about the spiritual implications behind it. Simple fact is because there's not a lot of people speaking out about the study of spiritual warfare behind what we're listening to. I've been to many churches where I've had to tell them about why I do Christian hip hop. And it's like, you know, I have to explain to them, this power in the tongue. Now, they can agree with that because that's in the Bible and it's straight black and white. When I say, well, when you sing something or rap something or put praise into it, you actually giving it power. So you're not just giving it power to manifest. You're actually speaking things and giving it power because you're singing it into your life.
Facts.
So they are not even educated on it yet. And there's a lot of churches that are, but there's a lot of churches that need to catch up. And I don't think they're afraid. And the ones that I've shared the message with, they were acceptive of it. They accepted the message. So during the outreach, I think it's just more so they're not running. They just don't know about it.
What? So walk us through your creative process before I get you out of here. Because I got to know. Because you've played a lot of instruments. Of course, now you do production, so you in the 808s, you in the melodic sounds. What's your creative process when you go in the studio to make a track? Like, are you one that has to, are you laying your track down first? Or do you, because you're an artist, do you start rapping it first? You looking for the hook? You looking for, you know what I'm saying, somebody to be featured on it? Walk us through your creative process for putting together a complete track.
Well, being, you know, in tune with the spirit, it got to be the Holy Spirit speak to me about something. I can go sit down
Preach.
And play with music and won't come up with anything. But when I do come up with something, I automatically just hear it and I start playing around with it. Like, okay, I like this. And I take this out and I put this in, take this sound out and I put this sound in and I play with it. I lay down the sound first, the beat. But as far as writing, it's got to make sense and it has to have some essence of the Bible in it. So I don't lead anybody astray. And mostly when I get through and I being guided by Holy Spirit, the Spirit guides the pen. And I just put that lyrical behind it. And if it sounds like, you know, it don't sound like it's making any sense to me, I take it out and I just keep running with it. And I just make sure that everything that I do that has anything to do with music is Holy Spirit guided. And then at the end of it, I got everything where I think I need it to be. I go to my wife and say, hey, do you like this? And she either give me the thumbs
up. Smart man. Smart man.
And give me the thumbs down. Sometimes I don't like it, but sometimes I always take criticism very well, and I sit back and I and I analyze what I'm writing. And when it sounds like it's a dope verse or it sounds like it's a dope song, I get the green light to go. And then I just make sure that it's everything that's in it. I don't want to meet anybody astray with anything what I'm writing.
That's good, man. Thanks for sharing that, man. Shouts out to all the Kingdom Wives who hold us accountable and keep it a buck when they tell us what we don't want to hear sometimes. It is. Keep standing up, Kingdom Women. Come on, Mo 60, man. Come on, talk about it, man. What made you want to start your own label, man? You got Run My Race Entertainment. Just talk about that, and then let's talk about a little bit about this EP, man, this No More Games EP. But first, talk about the label.
Well, the label came about as a direct result of I didn't actually want to be signed to a label. One of the majors or something, or audition for it. I wanted to come out. I wanted to have the power to do the type of music that I wanted to put out without interference, you know, necessarily from a label. They may, you know, they may want me to put out a whole EP of Lift His Name, and that's not. That's not what the spirit led me to do. So I wanted to have the freedom to put out what I was led, what I'm feel the spirit leading me to put out. That's kind of been my vision. So I said, you know, the best way to do that is to have my own, have creative control myself and put what the spirit has led me to put out. I don't have to worry about answering to somebody or somebody. No, that's not going to be an effect. That's not going to make us any money. I don't want anybody to have that, not necessarily. I don't necessarily know what all this entails with the major labels, but you know, I'm sure there's some creative control there. So I wanted to have that. That was my thing, to have control of whatever I decided to put out.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And absolutely, you need it's two sides to it. Absolutely, right. I understand that we are doing faith based Christian music, gospel music. We would be amongst all those genres, but yeah, the fact is, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a ministry part of it and there's a business aspect of it too, as well. Correct. So I agree. Sometimes if you don't come to business agreements, if you don't think it's the right deal for you, you got to do what works best for you. So I'm not mad at you for doing that, wise man. So come on, talk about this EP, man. You got a couple of your super friends already on it. Anybody else we can expect on this No More Games EP? Outside of Chaz and Goody?
Yes, there's going to be other singers on there. We're lining things up now. I've got songs we started on some, and we're not that far from being finished. But yeah, we have some other surprises on here. We're definitely looking forward to, I haven't set a date yet on when it's coming out, but I promise you it's coming out definitely before 2024 is over with. It's definitely going to come out.
When it's all said and done, Mo, what's that one thing you want people to take away from this EP?
Listen, when it's all said and done, I want you to listen to the Spirit of the Lord, wherever he's leading you, and follow that vision. Whatever it is, even it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what color, what gender, you know, if God is calling you, by all means, please, I would encourage everybody to follow that vision that he's laid before you.
That's good. Listen, I appreciate y'all time. Shouts out to you, Mo, as well as Chaz and Goody. Listen, tell the people how they can connect with you guys and follow you guys on all your social media platforms. Chaz, if you want to start.
Okay. Y'all can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Chaz Grant Music. That's pretty much where I am. So all things at Chaz Grant Music.
Goody.
All right.
All right. You can find me on IG, Official Goody Shepherd. You can find me on Facebook, Matthew Goody Shepherd. You can find me on TikTok, Official Goody Shepherd. And you can check out our Facebook and social media pages under the Curator Music Organization. It's a nonprofit organization me and my wife started to educate people on the spiritual implication of Christian hip hop and the music industry today. And you can also email me at officialgoodyshepherd@gmail.com or godsquadmanagement@gmail.com.
I can be reached on Facebook, Mo 60 Music. On Instagram and YouTube, it's Official Mo 60 Music. And on the website, it's Mo60.com.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. Shouts out to our sis, Toya Love, too, as well. She She got a little confidence, little pack out here in these streets, hun, Dice, with her and the Saga, huh?
Listen, she got the world by the neck right now. Ooh, I'm so glad I'm on her team is all I got to say, bro. I'm so glad. Ooh, we got a viral song coming out. We got a song coming out with Wenji Danger and Toya. These are exclusives. I'm just dropping. Focus didn't even know. I am trying to be on her team right now, okay? So that confidence pack, what'd you say? Sped up, slow down, and what is it? Chopped and screwed. How many different versions?
Three versions. Regular version, sped up, and a remix.
So she may be the number one female artist with the most viral songs this year. I don't know if y'all been on TikTok, but she owns TikTok right now. So if you go over there, you're going to learn. Her audience is faithful focused. She's in her bag. I don't know if she means to be in there, but if you're looking for her and she has not answered her phone, she's in her bag.
Yeah, she working. She's working. Yeah, she's working. And shouts out, definitely, artists, that's something you need to do. You got to put the work in. I know a lot of people ask us to as well. Yeah, as y'all always see, we always working. We hardly ever sit down over here on the fix either wheel. So yeah, if you don't put the work in, I promise you, you get what you put into it. So put the work in.
There's no result.
Yeah, no result. No result at all.
She work on a different level. I think she actually works. She works and works. So I don't know.
She works.
Because I think she works at the hospital, and she works, and she does her basketball thing, her winter jam. So it's like she works. She's married. I think she got a kid or two. I can't remember, but she works, and then she works in the community, and then she works in the CHH community, and she travels. She's been touring with Wenji since we were at King of Choice Awards. Remember last year? They've been going everywhere, like doing songs, shows nonstop. And if anybody know Wenji don't stop. There's no off button to Wenji. Like, that's my brother and I love him. But when I say, if you say, Wenji, I want to work, he holds you to that. That man will press you. You understand? And so he doesn't have an off. There's no off. And I love that about him. Like I said, I just made a post about them, you know, a couple of days ago. I was like, this is my team. Like, I'm that's the level I work, you know, that's the level we work. And so when you find people that work like you, it's like, oh yeah, let's get this work in. Let's get the work in. But I'm super proud of her. I'm super proud of all things Atlanta, and I'm super proud of just the woman she is in the game. And maybe one day we can talk about it on the show, because we bring the artists on here, we talk to them, but the ladies. And focus, you know, we got other duties when we're married. It's different. Like, you can grind the way you grind, but ladies, when we grind, we need y'all to put some respect on our name, because we're pushing past barriers to grind, you know?
No, that's real. That's real.
Just want to throw that out there. Like, she's a
superstar. We got to get Toya on too as well. It's been a while since we interviewed with her. We got to get her back on. Let's get her on and talk about everything dope she got going on.
She wants to move.
All right, listen, coming up, we got our real talk conversation. No, because she's doing a lot of good things, so I definitely want to talk with her, because to your point, she is a mover and shaker. She's definitely in the community. She's shaking things up. And yes, she is definitely making a lot of good music. So shouts out to all the artists to realize, listen, you gotta mm-hmm. work. You got to put that work in. And it mm-hmm. needs to sound good, too, as well. Shouts out to
that I know part.
People can just put songs out, but you can't just put songs out, any song, and just think we pose a rock with it. We're not going to rock with it over here on The Fix. So y'all can say what y'all want to say about us, but yeah, no, we don't get down like that.
And let me throw one more thing out there for the honesty. So we have this one song, and I pitched her an idea. And I think I might have given it a hook or words or whatever. But she was like, I really think if we did it like whoop de boop, this is going to be whoop de boop. And for me, focus, she's a real one. And I'll be honest with you, because a lot of people won't they'll just go with your idea because you gave them the idea. But she was like, she was like, take a look at how this could be different and how it could be better and how it could go here versus there. And so that's why I'm saying I'm giving her extra props today, because that's what you need when you're an artist. And you know, focus as a DJ, before these people send us their music, we know if they sent it to anybody else first, because we hear it and we're like, man, you should have shopped that to you should at least let a few other people hear that before you sent it to me, because they would have told you what you needed to fix, you know? And so
absolutely.
I'm really, yeah. So she's one of them. Like, you're going to send it to her, but she's going to tell you like, okay, this is what we got to change this, because, and one, her name is attached to it. I know that's why she does it. But two, I know she loves the Lord. So she like, we got to operate in excellence. We cannot do blah, 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 blah. And so I love that part of her where, you know, she's loving enough to roll with you, but she also going to let you know, this is where we could be better. So.
Yeah. Let's get better. Anyway. It's a new year. New year. Let's get better. Let's keep getting better. It's time for our real talk conversation. And Dice, we couldn't let this month go by without highlighting some movers and shakers, some important people who have been doing some things for our culture, community. Absolutely. I feel a certain way. I told you that we, you know, we only get to celebrate Black History Month in February, but I feel like, you know, needless to say, we definitely want to talk about some movers and shakers. And this young lady came to my mind, Samara Joy. She is a professional, you know, jazz musician, Grammy Award winning jazz musician. And I just think she's done a lot, and she's had to overcome a lot at an early, early age. And it just shows, we talk about it all the time, Dice, on, listen, just staying the course, and just trusting in God. She is a believer too, as well. So shout out to anytime we can highlight somebody who does believe in the same faith we believe in. I think it's amazing. So yeah, we know, again, she just won the Grammy Award for, best, jazz vocal album of the year. Literally, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Grammys, a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, that's fresh. She actually won it from her second album, Linger Away. So just at 23 years old, winning a Grammy, Dice. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? Just, you know, as a music, you know, you do music, you do a lot of things. Where would your headspace be at, you know, 23 years old, winning the Grammy, being up there on that stage, accepting that Grammy?
She did just turn 24 in November too, by the way.
Okay. Did she turn 24? Sorry.
But even so, if I win a Grammy at 23, then I want like six more when I'm 24. You know, this is going to be the problem for the world is now, because my bar is set high. Like, I'm like, if I'm young 20 and I can win one, can you? Now I'm on a whole nother level. And, you know, yeah. Bronx, New York, born jazz, soul, R&B, and gospel artist, by the way. She's just dope. I don't even know. Like, I think her grandfather was into music. I know he was on BET, Sunday's Best, and things like that, as a vocalist and a bass player. So music just runs in her family. I know she went to Fordham High School for the Arts. So she has been in jazz definitely since those last 4 years of high school, you know, and then she went to school for jazz at Sonny's Purchase College as a voice major. So you wonder why she was named Ella Fitzgerald Scholar of the Year. I mean, this is wow. This is what she's been putting in that work. So I love women who are doing things at a high level and not making excuses and carving out space and time to make their mark. I just think it's a beautiful thing. So she has millions of followers everywhere, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. I mean, she tours in Europe, Italy, Austria. I mean, just she's not playing with her life. And this lady is a great example of what it means to take what God has given you and run and just run. So God only knows what she'll do this year. Like I said, you know, winning a Grammy at 23, I ain't no telling what she's about to do at 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no telling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And forgive me, she has two. I just was looking at it.
She two Grammys. She
has,
awesome.
She has two Grammys at 24 years old.
Yeah.
Like, let's be very clear. That's huge,
Dice. Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. I'm about to shut this down. Like, yeah. I mean, good grief. Honestly, if I would have known who I was at 22. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The world would be very different right now. But I'm just happy for her, honestly. I'm happy that it worked out for her. Some people actually take this path and it doesn't really work for some reason. But I mean, like, taking a musical path, I think sometimes it's looked at as, how you gonna pay your bills? You know, now it's like, she will forever pay her bills. Those bills will be paid from residual albums that she's put out, you know? So, I mean, she has 4 projects released. So, yeah, and many, many other features. And like I said, she's touring all by herself. She don't even need nobody. I'm going to sit up here. I'm going to sing and play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And let's be very clear. Being as young as she is, especially in the jazz genre, Dice, I think that's like, this is a success story for a jazz musician being this young. And a lady, let's be very clear. You know, we're not going to downplay that. Like, so I'm excited, like you said, to see where she's going to go. And yeah. I'm hoping she does some more faith-based, whether it be jazz or singing. I would definitely love to hear a full project. I have not heard a full project. Everything I've listened to her currently has been on the jazz side. But if she does like a gospel project, you know, crazy, who I could see her doing something with? Shouts out to our sis, Victor.
Mahogany. I was going to say Mahogany.
Older Mahogany. Mahogany too. Yeah. Yeah. Victory Boy though too. Victory Boy.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be
amazing. You don't have a lot of black jazz artists. I don't know.
No.
And what I mean, like winning Grammys.
Ladies too.
Like, yeah, you may have them where, okay, yeah, I'm in your city and you know I'm going to be at the local, you know, whatever the bar is or the club. But I mean, winning Grammys in their 20s? Mm-hmm. No. I mean, we have our classics, and honestly, we probably only have 100 black popular jazz musicians. Obviously, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, John Coltrane, Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, the names that you know, Sarah Vaughan, you know, like, it just, you have your classics that just are going to be there. Your Dizzy Gillespie, you know, like, but it's rare that you just are going to get you just somebody that's got that heat and the name just sticks and everybody knows, like maybe a George Benson or Herbie Hancock, maybe would be an earlier name. Definitely a Ray Charles, but yeah. So I think she's going down in history.
Listen, all them greats. I remember them Coltrane albums. My grandmama used to have, my grandmama used to have Coltrane. Listen, my grandmama used to be real particular too, as well. When, shouts out to you, Nana. I know you looking down from heaven, but listen, me and my cousins could not touch her album collection. It was, and listen,
please don't touch mine. I got records upstairs. Don't touch mine. If y'all come to my house, don't touch them. Please don't. And I have them all, they're all scanned in. I have an app and it tells you exactly what that record is worth. I lost probably about 50 crates of records when I moved from Georgia to Seattle.
50. Wow.
And I have been collecting records my whole life. Yeah. So now, Yeah, now we got the little cubbies upstairs with the record player, and I'm like, you want your hand on?
I cashed mine in, Dice. I didn't think they would ever be worth any money. I cashed all mine in.
No.
Back in the late 90s. I think the late 90s, maybe 98, 99. I was like, yeah, let me just go and get rid of these.
Took them
to the record then and cashed them in. I know, yeah, they're worth a lot of money now.
I got some records up there. They're like $150 for one. Granddaddy, somebody got records in the basement. Hold on to your records, period. They are worth money and they're going to increase in value too because people aren't making them anymore.
Yeah. Shouts out to what's we call it? Well, yeah. Reach Records actually just released a collection
Mason
of
records, right?
Exclusive. I know Lecrae, Hovey, and I think One Came Few. Yeah, so limited edition.
Get you the vinyl. Yeah. And it's not far fetched that we'll have an interruption in our on a satellite. You know how your phone will go down or your internet won't start. Like, and what people aren't thinking is like you won't always be in an area where you have access to Wi-Fi. That's just, even on a regular day when you're in the city, you already see how that is. So it's like, yeah, you know. If, you know, and God forbid, but one day if we don't have access to Wi-Fi, the people that had the records and the books are going to be the ones with the money. they're going to be the ones that can make the deals because they have the hard copies of life, you know, in history. So if you got a record that's fire, hold on to that thing.
Yeah, please hold on to that thing. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we'll listen to a quick break. We're coming right back with more of this Real Talk conversation. We're just highlighting some black figures. We're talking about Samara Joy today. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Thank y'all for tapping back in on this Real Talk conversation. We're just highlighting some black leaders today. We know it's still Black History Month, so we just want to talk about some pioneers, some trailblazers in our space. And we're talking talking about the life of Samara Joy and everything she's doing at a real early age. I know something else we wanted to, I wanted to highlight, Dice. She has been very vocal going around to different universities and advocating for music education to be a priority in a lot of universities. And, I can't remember the last musician I know that did it. I mean, I'm not saying she's the only one to do it, but just, again, her being so young, saying, you know what, this is what helped me. This is not only a career for me, but she speaks to it as it's therapy, as how it helps really like creatives do something creative. So, yeah, her just going around and saying, you know what? Yeah, listen, let's take music education seriously for the universities that offer these programs, and let's make sure we upgrade them. That was another thing she said, too, as well, because you know what? And I got to be real with you. I know this was something that wasn't invested that much in my high school. I mean, we had a band, but, yeah, we always saw when we went to play in the playoffs and we saw other schools how kind of some of the equipment and some of the instruments that our band had compared to other schools, it was kind of like, you know, old or outdated. So I do agree with her with saying, you know, yeah, absolutely take it seriously. Make sure you're not just investing into the sports programs, but also invest into something like this for the musicians that, you know, start off in high school and even in universities too as well. Because, yes, everybody doesn't have. Shouts out to Ohio State. I know we have a great marching band at Ohio State, and they have over 200 people in that band. Literally, well over 200 people. But I know that's not everybody's, you know what I'm saying, situation, you know. So I can just imagine, absolutely, they have, you know, different sponsors. And we know the money that's going into the Ohio State football program and athletics. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it's a cost that goes with that. So, yeah. Did you grow up, did you play any instruments? Like, well, I know you played the guitar. And what else instruments do you play?
The piano, I played the third bass in the band. I played all percussion instruments, everything from the chimes to the bells. I mean, I grew up in a musical household, though. So, right. You know, trying to lean into a guitar or whatever, it was nothing to me. But to your point, everybody doesn't grow up that way. So, but as far as expression and inclusivity, I believe that's how you say that. Like, having a good music program is super important. I always took music. It didn't matter where I went. I was like, I need to be in music class, you know? And, that and sports. But I mean, instruments can kind of save people's lives, man, and get them off the streets, especially when you have a school that's heavily involved in being a part of the community, you know? And then, of course, when you got track, football, you know, it keeps you there. Like, even if you ain't running, you know, you got to play. So, it's important for kids to have community and to have a sense of I belong here. Like, even if they're just playing that little triangle ding, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we need a ding, yes. We need a ding. You know, you are part of this. So, but I definitely agree with her. Like, and music is, shout out to the Melanated. Y'all just, I mean, it's a lot of people good at it, but y'all real, real good at it. And a lot of times we don't get the recognition because I think it's considered like a poor man's sport, you know?
So, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows it is. It's hard to make money being a musician, even now. Even now. Like, it just hasn't changed. I think because I don't want to be negative, but I just think a lot of times, because let me liken it to this. For some reason in America, every time somebody who's not black meets a black person, they think they can sing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this idea, like, that's just what y'all do. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily appreciated as much, you know? And if you black, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody always think you got a musical talent. All black people can dance. No, they can't. And all black people don't have rhythm. So I want y'all to stop thinking this. Like we got soul, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean everybody is like musically inclined. But I think because we've always had to be on a stage entertaining the masses, everybody just thinks we're all really good at it. And that's just, you know, it's just a part of who we are. But I'm like, it ain't just a part of who we are. So I just don't think it's appreciated enough, you know, and definitely we don't get paid enough. We don't get paid as much as the other people who do things. Like, that's a fact. I ain't even got to put no race on that one.
No, that's a fact.
We just don't. So that's what I'm saying. So for somebody who's great and doing great things, especially a female who's black in her 20s, she's an anomaly.
She is.
She's an anomaly.
She is.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's having a huge influence too, as well. I'm glad you brought up the global impact that she's not just here. She's everywhere, overseas, yeah. Everywhere. So again, just being able to have the impact globally and doing it in this genre of jazz. Listen, shouts out to her. Mm-hmm. And I love her community engagement. I was on her social media page. She is very much involved in a lot of community events. She's not one of those ones who, you know, I'm just being honest, sometimes, you know, you have the famous, you know, musicians and you can only see them at the concerts and stuff. No. Like, she pulls up to different events in the community. She still goes back to her local high school where she graduated from and goes to, like, regular sports events and everything, Dice. So she's like, no, I still want to pay homage to my roots and where I came up at from. So that shows humility. A lot of artists are not doing that. That shows humility, especially in that space. So that just shows that, you know, she is trying to represent God to the best of her ability. So that is impactful too as well. I think the last thing I had written down on her is just when you talk about legacy building, when you talk about the influence she's had with, again, winning these two Grammys and being a trailblazer, I always think of, you know, and I'm pretty sure everybody does, especially if you understand legacy and you understand you want to leave some type of stamp on not only family, but just everybody, you know, you've been working with, you know, doing things with, community involvement. You want to leave some type of legacy before you go to heaven. And that's something that she's been vocal about. Shouts out to her parents too as well. I don't know if you saw Dykes, but her parents are very much a cornerstone. Shouts out to everybody who still believes that, it is important to have two parents in the household. I think it just shows it too as well, because they have been very vocal and very acknowledging everything she's done and proud of everything she's done, and not try to, at least from what I saw, you have a lot of parents that try to make the decisions for the young adult instead of letting the young adult make the decisions for themselves and just kind of be there to give the wisdom. That just speaks to a lot to the legacy too as well. So yeah, just wanted to shout out this young lady today and her impact on the culture. And shouts out to everybody who maybe does not listen to jazz. I know we hip hop over here, but it's okay to get some other music in your palate. Jazz is really a meditation music to me. When I listen to jazz, I really get in another space of just reflecting, of just being grateful. You know, a lot of those instruments, especially that the guitar and the saxophone, those are two that kind of do it for me. Like, you get the saxophone player. I just be sitting there just blown away sometimes. So, Yeah, so make me want to go play one of the Dice. I can't play a lick, but I might take some saxophone lessons. I might take
just do it. Don't even think about it. Yeah. Jump into it. Jump on. Don't miss your opportunity, folks. You can put your album out next week, and we'll be playing.
Yeah,
we'll be playing it. Yeah. It might not be the best album, but at least you got to listen. If you think you can do it,
the show ain't gonna be the best album. It ain't gonna be the best. That ain't my gift. I'm gonna get on these turntables though. Let's be very clear. Y'all about to see DJ Focus back on his mixes. So we're gonna get back to what we know we can get back in rhythm on.
That's fine.
All right, that's it for our real real. Listen, we gotta go to a break. We coming back. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned into The Fix. Shouts out to God Over Money. That's the team right there. That was a throwback. Hadn't played that one in a while, so just wanted to dig in the crates. Listen, I know, AI the Anomaly is no longer with God Over Money, and Selah But I just in general, they had a great run. Like that team of Salah the Corner, Dayton, AI the Anomaly, and Bumps and Bizzle, like whoo. And oh, forgive me, and Jared Saunders. Like, yeah, they, right. that still is going to go down in CHH history as mm-hmm. a dream team, you know. So shouts out to Bizzle for, listen, putting together that team. And we know everybody mm-hmm. is doing some different things in some different spaces. From what I mm-hmm. understand, there's no, you know, hard feelings or no type of hard malice. It's just, you know, absolutely. People are just doing some different things. But I'll never forget that God Over Money mixtape, man, with all in them on it. Straight mm-hmm. fire, straight fire, straight yeah. fire.
Yep, it was.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here, Dice. Had a Let's great day again.
Yeah.
Definitely everybody celebrating President's Day today, which is day off and enjoying it. I know a lot of the veterans and government workers get discounts today, so I know y'all probably went and got breakfast somewhere.
This day off. Why can't we all have the day off? I'm feeling a bias here.
You're going to feel it because we unfortunately, we do radio, Dice. We're going to always be the ones who got to report. The world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. They kind of need us to come on the airwaves, Dice, and tell them what's going on. So, yeah, we are essential workers, Dice. So just always remember that. We are essential.
That's all good.
We ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying. I get what you're saying. We ain't going nowhere.
I get it. You know, there was a time when TV went off. There was a time when radio and TV went off. Okay.
It did. Black. I remember that too as well. Right. Yeah, you're right. And it used to be about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, it would go into 6 a.m. It would come back on. That's You're absolutely right.
That's right. Yeah. But no, happy President's Day to each and every one of you. It's the official day. Actually, it's Washington's birthday, February the 19th. And we just celebrate this, you know, boom. You know, it's all good. It's been a blessed day. So hopefully you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And if you're just now getting up, thank you for joining us. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit absolutely. Rewind. Appreciate that. Please hit rewind. Please hit rewind if you're on the app. And if you happen to just be tuning in to us on Sirius XM on the app or in your car, you absolutely can listen to this show tomorrow on holyculture.net. Remember, it always re-airs. You have two opportunities to listen to the Fix Radio Show every week. Again, live air plays on Sirius XM the day of and then the following day. You can go listen to the show on holyculture.net. Make sure you download the Holy Culture app. And listen, it's different stuff on the app, on the Holy Culture app that is not available on the Sirius XM app. But much love to Sirius XM for allowing for us to be on too as well. We ain't shading y'all, but we just saying go look at the Holy Culture app too as well. Bless y'all.
Please.
All right, we got to get out of here. We definitely want y'all to tap in tomorrow. We're going to get one of the legends. When I say one of the legends, one of the legends in our space in Christian hip hop and urban gospel on the one and only K Joe will be joining us tomorrow. So
let's go.
You want to tap in? He got new music out. And we got a lot to talk about with K Joe. So just keep it locked for all the updates. Make sure y'all following us on all our social media platforms at The Fix Radio Show. That's DAFIXX Radio Show. Instagram, Facebook, Tiki Taki. Threads and Tiki Tok and all the rest of them.
Yep, me X, too. All of them.
Formerly known as Twitter. Yeah. Please listen, we got new video content on YouTube. Please go like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. And we got another YouTube giveaway coming up real soon. So dude, just keep it locked because that one, that's going on social media too. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not going to announce this one on the air. We got a great turnout last time when I announced it on the air here. But follow us on our social media platform for that YouTube giveaway. All right, y'all. That's it for us. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. Fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.